Welcome to our Editor's What's On Sydney podcast, your guide to what's on for families this spring.
Hi, I'm Jodie Byrne.
And I'm Daisy Byrne.
Well, Daisy, it's Thursday, the 5th of October, and the school holidays are almost over.
Oh my God, it's so sad.
Yeah, we've done a bit these school holidays, haven't we?
Yeah.
Where have we been? We've been to Jurassic World at Sydney Olympic Park.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, there was so much to see there. What was your favourite part?
I think maybe when the two T-Rexes came out.
That was pretty scary and lifelike, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The fact that one was one side of you and the other was the other side, I kept like turning my head, wondering what the other one was doing, whether it was going to lean down towards me. That was pretty scary and so lifelike. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was really lifelike.
What about the lab where they
was fun.
So you could see the little embryos in the egg.
And then we got to touch the three baby dinosaurs.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too. Lots of fun there out at Sydney Olympic Park at Jurassic World. So we saw a couple of movies as well. We saw Paw Patrol and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They were really good.
Yeah, which one was your favourite?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah, okay. I liked the Paw Patrol movie better, but they were both pretty good. Definitely worth seeing, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And for all age groups too, like as a parent, I really enjoyed the movies. Movies are always a good day out, especially if you want a bit of a break from the heat or a day like today where it's pretty windy outside might be a good day for the movies. So we also, God, we have done a lot. We also went to see Atmospheric Memory, which is the exhibition that's on at the Powerhouse Museum at the moment. That was pretty cool too.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got to go into these like box cabin things and then you would speak into it. And I don't know what happened after that. You just spoke into it.
You spoke into it, but then your words appeared in front of you on the screen as you spoke, which was pretty cool. And then there was, what about the room where we ran through the room and the lights on the ceiling followed you?
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, it was like little fireflies sort of humming above you. That was really good. And then the other room where you had your own shadow, but your shadow was actually a black and white photo of you. And then we're up on the big screen trying to find each other. That's lots of fun. I mean, the Powerhouse Museum is free to enter. You actually have to pay for Atmospheric Memory, the exhibition, but you can then wander around the whole museum for free after that, and there's lots to see there. They've got a special drag exhibition at the moment with all the colourful costumes. There's period costumes. Also, the trains, steam engines to see there. Lots of fun. A good day out there. And not far from Darling Harbour, so you can wander back down to Darling Harbour like we did. And we went for lunch down there, which was lovely. But there's more activities, some that we haven't been to yet. Today and tomorrow, you can check out the South Everleigh Street Party. This two-day festival celebrates the colourful spirit of the community. The historic precinct will be transformed into a vibrant hub of music, food, art, design, dance and play with a dynamic program of cultural experiences for the whole family, including Sydney's best chefs, musicians and restaurants. Plus, Village Square will be the festival haven for families with little ones with a dedicated children's program of creative activities and entertainment, including a kids' rave. That sounds like fun. Yeah. Daisy, what are the details for this event?
You'll find all the action on Locomotive Street at the Everleigh and Village Square in South Everleigh. It's on today and tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's free entry, but there are also some ticketed events.
Well, another great place to head to this weekend is the Casula Powerhouse Arts Centre, where you'll find the WOW Festival. WOW is in Way Out West.
The WOW Festival will take over the Powerhouse's public spaces for 3 days, starting today and running until Saturday, 7th of October. There's lots of creative and cultural events and activities such as drop-in events, hands-on workshops, performances, silent discos, outdoor adventure play and music. This year's program celebrates birds, flight and the transformative power of imagination.
Well, that's a great festival to check out for this weekend. Another one is for animal lovers. They're in for a pawsome day out this spring at the annual Blacktown City Pet Festival.
All creatures, great and small, are invited to come together for an action-packed event celebrating the wonderful world of pets. It's a fun day of stalls and displays, food trucks and a full program of free activities and entertainment, including special guest Steve Austin and the Detection Dogs. Plus, there's face painting, pony rides, a reptile display, pet caricatures, vet checks and more.
Yeah, Daze, that's another event, a great one to check out. It's on at the Blacktown Animal Rehoming Centre, or BARC for short, in Glendenning on Sunday the 15th of October from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and it's free. Well, to finish off today, we can't leave without mentioning the much-loved Emerge Festival in Sydney's North Shore. There are more than 70 events as part of this festival. Celebrating diversity and creativity, the festival program includes art, entertainment, stage shows, workshops, food and drink, outdoor activities and plenty for the kids and families, including puppeteria theatre, multicultural spring fair and so much more. You can catch the festivities until this Saturday, 7th of October. Well, Daze, there's still so much more to do these school holidays before they end. Make sure you get to one of those fun-filled festivals. For more family inspiration, including more information on all the remaining school holiday activities and festivals, head to ellerslist.com.au.
Thanks for listening and happy school holidays.